You ever wonder what the brothers were thinking? What was their motivation to kill Yosef? Now, there's a lot of different possibilities that we could explore, but why would you kill your brother? Now, you have to take it one step further and recognize that the brothers were not just regular people. They were the Shiftei Kug. God felt that these would be the pillars and the foundations of the Jewish people. So, while perfect, they certainly were not. They were tzaddikim. And so one has to struggle a lot to figure out what their motivation was. So I want to offer the following suggestion. It's a beautiful answer I heard years ago, but I think that it really helps explain so well what the brothers were thinking. See, the brothers had the benefit of the perspective of time and history on their part. And the brothers looked very carefully and said, "There is a tradition that seems to be developing in our family. Avraham had two kids, or at least two main kids. He had Yitzchak and Yishmael. And Yishmael was rejected, and Yitzchak was taken. Yitzchak then also has two kids, Yaakov and Esau. He rejects one, Esau, and continues with Yaakov." The brothers began to wonder if perhaps at the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov was grooming Yosef with the intent of making a statement once again. And that statement was once again going to be, "Yes, you guys, I have 12 kids, and my 12 sons are all good guys. And they're all wonderful people with great potential, but I need you to understand there's only going to be one future. And that, of course, is going to be Yosef. Yosef is the one that got the special coat. Yosef is the one that I learned Torah with. Yosef is the one I value." That's how the brothers began to look at things. And from their perspective, they said, "That cannot be. Because we want to be part of the next generation. We want the bris, the covenant that exists between our family and God. We want it to continue with us." And so the brothers perceived that Yosef was a rodef. He has the halachic status of someone who was trying to kill them, not physically, but spiritually. And the halacha is that if someone is a rodef, you're entitled to kill them because they pose an imminent threat to your existence. It doesn't make the story better, and it doesn't make it more justified. However, what I think it does is it opens up our eyes to where the brothers are coming from. The brothers desperately did not want to be discarded by their father, and so they do everything within their power and anything within their reach to continue in the covenantal tradition of Yaakov Avinu. And even if it meant eliminating their brother, they felt that it was for the greater good. It was for an opportunity to ensure their spiritual survival. Again, it doesn't make it better, but at least it makes more sense. Have a great day.